Chef number 12249, F. Lawson, Reel 1.
Mr. P. Lawson, Reel 1. When and where were you born, Mr. Lawson?
I was born at Eggleston in County of Durham, near Middleton Teasdale. And I was there until I was a few months old, and my father took ill. And they brought me to my grandparents, and I was eventually brought up by them.
What date were you born?
10th of February, 1920. As I say, I was brought up with my grandparents. So I moved from Eggleston to Rummelkirk, and then from Rummelkirk up to Hunderthwaite. My grandfather had a farm and was a blacksmith, and when I grew older I used to help them on the farm. We eventually moved from Hunderthwaite back into Rummelkirk, and he also had a blacksmith shop there and a small holding. And he was also a blacksmith at Lartington Hall for Mr. Fields. When I joined up, my grandfather died in 1940. And after I came out of the army, I was with my auntie until I got married. And we lived in the centre of the village in Rummelkirk. It was an old-fashioned house. It had a stone staircase and outside lavies, which everybody had in those days, and it was built in the 1600s.
Did you have any brothers and sisters, Mr. Lawson?
Yes, I have one brother and one sister, who was brought up with my mother and father, of course. My sister now lives in Edinburgh, and my brother lives in Barncastle in Cleveland Road. He has just retired recently from being on the Northumberland Water Board. My father, first of all, he used to be gardener at Eggleston Hall, and then when he came to Rummelkirk, he was gardener at Rummelkirk Hall until he retired. My mother used to go out doing child work until she couldn't do it anymore. And the village was a beautiful little village. Everybody was friendly. And I think the community went round the church, really. The church was a main focus point. And all my father and mother, my sister and brother, and myself, were in the choir. And my auntie used to play the organ. My uncle used to be the grave digger, and my grandfather was a church warden, so we were all connected with the church in that way. And I used to have a good singing voice in those days, and I came to the musical tournament in Barnard Castle, and I won a silver medal by singing a solo.
And what kind of things did you do as a child in the village?
Well, in that time we had to make our own enjoyment, really, and, you know, we used to... I was in the Rummelkirk Players. They used to hold concerts and that, and when I was at school there, we often used to have school concerts and things like that. But as I say, you more or less had to make your own enjoyment, because there was no such things as telly then. We had the wireless, of course, but... It was just when I was a little older, I used to go to the Rummelkirk Reading Room and play billiards and snooker, which I got pretty good at then, but I'm afraid I wouldn't be any good now, I don't think.
Would you say that life was comfortable for you?
Well, I personally, I had a good life. I couldn't have wished for a better grandparents or parents, for that matter. It was just because, as I say, my father took ill that I came there. My granddad said, well, I started to cry when they came to take me away, and he said, well, if that Ben's going to be like that, he's going to stay, and that's how I came to stay there.
What kind of wages was your grandfather and father earning?
Well, I couldn't really be truthful about that, I can't just remember, but he had a good living, but I think with having the blacksmith shop and the small holding combined, that helped a great deal. But I know that, I remember that he used to sell some of his beasts to Mr. Dowson in Barnet Castle, and when they were bargaining, he used to get hold of my granddad's hand and say, right, and he used to clap his hand like that, and I used to play war because I thought he was hurting him, you know. But, no, we had a good life, really. I was well brought up, and I thought the world of my grandparents.
Were you able to go on annual holidays?
No, that was the only time he got away was on the Sunday school trip. You might, if you were lucky, got to Redcar, but I can remember one occasion when we went down to the Hag at Cutherston on a long flat cart, and I can remember to this day that for our tea, one of the things for our teas was a great big bread bun with icing on top, and we thought that was great.
At what age did you go to school?
From 5 till 14.
And which school was
That was at Rummelkirk School. Unfortunately, my schooling wasn't very good because in the early part of my life, I was subject to having pneumonia and bronchitis, and so I missed a tremendous lot of schooling. But at the latter part, before I left, I really enjoyed it. But I wouldn't say that I was a good scholar.
What are your memories of school?
Oh, very happy, really. Yes, as I say, what with the singing that we used to do there, and the plays and that, and we had a good teacher. She lived, we only had the one teacher at the village school, but she lived till she was 93. And so it was very happy memories. And there's a lot of the boys and girls that I used to go with still roundabout and sometimes meet together. Yeah.
What was the discipline like?
Oh, she was very strict. As I say, when I left at 14, the day I left, I got the stick. Because we went out what we called then playing fox and hounds, and 3 hours didn't come in till 2:30 in the afternoon. So the headmistress gave a stick, although we were leaving that day.
The education that you did get, did you feel, looking back, that it was useful to you in your life that was to come?
Well, yes, I think it was. I mean, it put a background to me. I mean, she was a very good teacher, but I just, with missing so much school, I didn't get the full quarter, as you might say, really. But, because there were quite a number of the children that I knew went eventually to the Barnet Castle Grammar School or to the Bishop Auckland Grammar School. So she'd been a good teacher.
When you left school, what happened then?
Well, when I left school, my first little job, I didn't get a job straight away, but my first little job was washing medicine bottles and cleaning the doctor's car, Dr. Dickinson, they called him. And I used to do that job for him and fetch. There was no running water in the village. We had to go to the pumps to pump the water. And I used to have to carry pails of water for them and that. And he sent me down, I remember once he sent me down to Louis Smith's in Barnet Castle. His car was getting serviced, and a gentleman came up for it one morning, and I came down with him and went to Mr. Smith's garage, and being a young lad, standing about with my hands in my pockets, and Mr. Smith came into the garage and he said, "Now, young man," he said, "I think the first thing we'll do is take our hands out of our pockets, you know." So that was my first little bit episode of working. And then eventually, I think I was about 15, I got onto the Tees Valley Water Board, at Lardington, and I was there until I was called up in 1939.
So what year did you start this job?
1935, yes.
And what kind of work were you doing?
Well, first of all, I started what they call a boys' job that was on the gantries. There was an endless rope, and the tubs of sand was going round, so many dirty tubs and so many washed sand. And had to put them round the gantry so they came up one side and they went down the other, and we had to get them on the endless rope. And we were there. I did that job until I was, I think it was 16, yeah, 16.
What hours did you work?
From 7:30 on the morning till 5 at night. And we worked Saturday mornings as well till dinner time.
What was your wage?
I think, if I remember, it's about £2.18 shillings a week. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, really. I was sorry when I got called up, but I went back after the war, but of course I'd been in ill health, and I couldn't carry on, so I had to leave that position. But I enjoyed it while I was there.
You said you were doing that first job for about... What work did you do after that? What was your job after that?
After the doctor's job, to the water board, the Tees Valley Water Board, that was the first job, because it was like the railways, and that at that time, you were lucky if you got onto the water board, you were classed as there for life, you know.
After the gantry job?
you got promoted into a man's job. You went into the filter, into the beds. And they used to drain the water out of the beds, and then there used to be a skimming of dirt on the top of the sand, and that was to skim off, put into heaps, and then it used to go into these tubs and go around into the washers, and they used to wash it, and then it used to go back, and it was all to put back again.
And was there an increase in wage for this?
Oh, yes. As you got old, you got a yearly increase. I'm afraid I can't just remember what it was now, but... You certainly got high wages every year.
What holidays did you get whilst at work?
1 week per year. Christmas Day, we didn't get New Year's Day. We had to work New Year's Day. And all the bank holidays, except New Year's Day. We didn't get New Year's Day.
You were living in Rommeldkerr.
Yes.
How did you get out to Lartington?
By bike, push bike. Unless it was real bad weather in winter, where if you got a real snowstorm, we used to catch the train from Rommeldkerr to Cutherston, and then we had to walk from Cutherston to Lardington, and then vice versa on the night.
What kind of distances were these?
From Rommeldkerr, it's about 4 miles. Yeah. So, but I used to do that when I got old and started courting. I used to bike from Rommeldkerr down here most evenings and bike back, and never got off once. I used to ride up all the hills, and I couldn't do it now, I don't think.
What were your leisure activities as an adult, as a growing young man?
Well, as I say, going to the reading room in Payne Village, I enjoyed that. The Rommeldkerr players, I used to play cricket for the... Rommeldkerr, that was very enjoyable as well. And I used to like dancing. I used to go to all the local hops in the different villages. I did play football a bit, but I never could get away with it.
Were you married before the war started?
No. I wasn't married in 1940. So I was called up as 2 days before war broke out. There was another lad from Mickleton called George Atkinson, worked at the filter beds with me. And the foreman came to me, I think it was somewhere about 2 o'clock on the Friday afternoon, and said, you've got to go, you've got to report to the drill hall with full kit. And I said, what about George? Oh, no, there's nothing about him. And I thought, well, that's funny. Anyway, before I got to the gates, word come through that George had to come. So I went back home to Rommeldkerr and got into my uniform and caught the 5 bus out of Rommeldkerr to Barncastle and reported to the Barncastle drill hall on that night.
Before we go on with that, When did you join the Territorials?
Well, actually, only a month before war broke out. A friend of my wife's now got me one night to go to the drill hall, and of course I signed up, you know, but it was only a month before war broke out.
What did your family think about that?
Well, they didn't seem to worry about it, really. I don't know whether they thought that everything was going to be all right or what, but as far as I can remember, they never, you know, seemed to worry about it. And so...
And what battalion of the regiment did you join?
The 6th Battalion, B Company, yes.
And was this the local battalion?
This was a Barnacastle one, yes. The headquarters in Bishop Auckland.
Had you been attracted to military life before?
Not a bit. No, never thought of it. Never thought, never crossed my mind till this friend one night took me over and... Of course, you got a shilling then if you introduce anybody and so.
Do you recall the date on which you joined?
No, I'm afraid I can't. But I know it was August. I know it was just about a month from war getting called up for the war.
What exactly happened when you joined a territorial unit?
Well, we had to stay in the drill hall, of course. But the local people in Barnacastle, they could go home on a night. One night I was just, one or two was left in the drill hall, and Sergeant Major Fox came out and said, "We're going to the company office," and I went in. He said, "How would you like to be a batman?" Well, I hadn't any idea what a batman was. It could have been for cricket or anything. And so I said, "Well, I don't mind." Like, I said, "Why?" Well, he says, "I have a Lieutenant Jackson coming from Bishop Auckland tonight. He says he's wanting a batman. So he says, you stay in the billet until he comes." So I think he arrived somewhere about 8 o'clock. And he had a talk with me, and I said, "Yes, I didn't mind." So he said, "Where do you live?" Oh, I said, "Rummelkirk." Oh, he says, have you anywhere where you can stay the night?" Well, I said, "I'd go with a girl from Startforth." I said, "I dare say I could get put up there." "Right," he said, "go over there, sleep there tonight." He says, "And meet me at my house at 8 o'clock next morning."
Was this after mobilising?